Rebel Force Radio presents...
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans. Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to the latest edition of our Patreon-exclusive show, RFR Q&A. And this is a great show where I get to know individual members of the Patreon community who are signed up as RFR VIPs. So if you are interested in co-hosting an episode of RFR Q&A with me, go ahead and jump into that RFR VIP tier and hit me up with an email. And then the next thing you know, you'll be sitting on the other side of the microphone from me, just like our friend, RFR VIP, Frank Emanuel. Welcome back, Frank.
Hey, Jimmy. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Now, Frank, you hosted an episode of RFR Q&A with me not too long ago, and we had a really great conversation. You have a gift of gab, and you sound really good on a microphone. Thus, you have your own podcast network. Why don't you tell people all about that?
Sure. Yeah. It's called Thought Bubble Audio. And we do a bunch of nerdy shows about mostly centering around comics and superheroes, but a lot of other stuff as well. I think sort of our flagship show is Beer with Geeks, where me and a buddy just crack open a beer every week and talk about whatever's happening. Oftentimes that's Star Wars. It's good to be back with you. Good to be back in the saddle again. And I'm excited to talk about some Rise of Skywalker stuff with you.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Put beer in the title.
Oh, yeah.
Because that sort of clears you of any mistakes, any stuttering, or whatever kind of foolish stuff that might come out of your mouth. Do you ever find you're in a situation where maybe you've had too many beers while you're doing the podcast?
Yes. Just recently we had our 5-year anniversary of the show. And we decided actually to put the beers aside for the anniversary and pull out some hard liquor. So I went with bourbon. My co-host Tim went with gin, which is his go-to. And we did a commentary of the Michael Keaton 1989 Batman film. And we had a great time doing it. But by the end of 2 hours of bourbon and gin, we were definitely slurring just a little bit there. And our true personalities came out, and the broadcast personalities kind of went on hold there. It was fun. It was a good time.
I was never much of a big drinker on air. I did do a podcast with my wife called Snide Remarks, and there are a few episodes of that where we're absolutely blasted.
I remember the slushies.
Oh, the freshies.
Freshies.
Yeah, the freshies made us.
Freshies, yeah.
The freshies made us slushy. That's for sure, because we were real slushy in some. I mean, there were moments where, we would record late night sometimes, and I would wake up the next morning really not even knowing what was going to be on that recording device. So that would always be nervous. With Star Wars, we have so many different wheels turning with the show. It's often hard to, I would be lying if I said I never drink during the show, but usually it's maybe a beer or two. Jason likes to have some harder stuff. There was a show years ago where I think I may have had a little too many during the show, and I hear it. I won't tell you which show that is. It was a while ago. But from that point on, I kind of decided maybe I should drink water during the show, coffee. I'm having coffee right now.
There you go.
But, it's not uncommon for me to have a beer or two during the show, and that's fine.
I think that's good. I think that kind of greases things along, and it puts you in sort of a more of a relaxed, chill state of mind. You feel like you're just, you feel like you're just having a conversation with a buddy about the wars, right? It just puts you in that frame of mind that you're hanging out with a friend and talking about something you both love.
Yeah, it's awesome. And what's also cool